You know, over my 50 years of life, I've met some people who say the following about Jesus. They'll say, you know, Pastor, I like Jesus' style. You know, he was a compassionate man. He taught us to love everybody. And of course, he was a great moral teacher. But you see, Pastor, I just don't believe the nonsense that he's actually God. That view of Jesus is becoming more and more common today. There's only one problem with that view. If you read the four Gospels of the New Testament, you know, the historical documents that give us the written words of Jesus himself, if you read the four Gospels, you'll quickly discover that Jesus said many things that make it absolutely impossible for anyone to view him as merely a great moral teacher. For example, the famous Christian author C.S. Lewis wrote about this very thing in his book titled Mere Christianity. Listen to what Lewis wrote. I am trying here to prevent anyone saying the really foolish thing that people often say about Jesus. They say, I'm ready to accept Jesus as a great moral teacher, but I don't accept his claim to be God. That is the one thing we must not say. You see, a man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher. He would either be a lunatic on the level with the man who says he's a poached egg, or else he would be the devil of hell. You must make your choice. Either this man was and is the Son of God, or else he's a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, you can spit at him and kill him as a demon, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. But let us not come with any patronizing nonsense about Jesus being a great human teacher and nothing more. He has not left that open to us. He did not intend to. Today is Transfiguration Sunday. And Transfiguration Sunday is the Sunday of the church year right before the beginning of Lent. On Transfiguration Sunday, we remember the time during Jesus' ministry when he took three of his apostles to the top of a mountain, and there he revealed himself to them in all his glorious splendor as the Almighty Son of God. In fact, the Father himself spoke from heaven to Jesus and said, "This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to him." There you have it. The Father himself says that Jesus is the Son of God. The question is, though, do we listen to him? Today I continue my sermon series in the Gospel of Luke. And today I'm preaching on the end of Luke chapter 22 and the first part of Luke chapter 23, a section of Luke's Gospel that fits in very well with the theme of Transfiguration Sunday. You see, Jesus' transfiguration clearly shows that he is the Son of God. And that same truth is confessed in today's Gospel reading from Luke chapters 22 and 23. So let me read this part of today's Gospel reading again. At daybreak, the council of the elders of the people, both the chief priests and the teachers of the law, met together, and Jesus was led before them. "If you are the Christ," they said, "tell us." Jesus answered, "If I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I ask you, you would not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God." They all asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" Jesus replied, "You are right in saying, I am." Do you see what's going on here? Jesus has just been arrested by the Jewish leaders. Then they ask Jesus a question. If you are the Christ, tell us. Now this is strange. Why did they ask Jesus this question? You see, Jesus had told people on numerous occasions that he was the Christ, that he was the Savior of his people, promised in the Old Testament scriptures. So then, why are they asking him again when he had already answered them several times before? The reason they ask this question is that Jesus is not acting the way they think the Christ is supposed to act. They were expecting the promised Christ to rescue them from their earthly enemies, the Romans. But Jesus wasn't doing that. Instead, Jesus was preaching that his people should repent of their sins and trust in him for forgiveness and eternal life. But most of the Jewish people, especially the Jewish leaders, didn't want that kind of Christ. So, once again, they're giving Jesus a chance to start acting like the Christ they want him to be. But he doesn't. Instead, Jesus says something that upsets them even more. Jesus alludes to the Old Testament book of Daniel, which talks about God being like a son of man. In other words, Daniel prophesies that the coming Savior will be God himself, but God in human flesh, like a son of man. And then Jesus applies the prophecy to himself. Now, this really upsets the Jewish leaders. Not only is Jesus not acting the way they think the Christ is supposed to act, but worse yet, now Jesus is claiming to be God himself. That's why they now ask this question, are you saying that you're the Son of God? And Jesus answers plainly, you are right in saying I am. But do they listen to Jesus? No. If they had listened to Jesus, they would have fallen on their knees then and there and worshipped him as their Lord and Savior. But they didn't believe Jesus claimed to be the Son of God. Instead, because Jesus claimed to be God, they considered him to be an evil liar. They thought he was the servant of the devil himself. But why didn't they believe Jesus? I mean, not only did Jesus fulfill numerous Old Testament prophecies, in addition, Jesus did many miracles that only God could do. But they still refused to believe that he was God. Why? Because Jesus wasn't acting like God, or at least they didn't think he was. Here's what they were thinking. You know, if Jesus really were God, then he would not have allowed us to arrest him in the first place. If Jesus really were God, why did he let those soldiers mock him and beat him? If he really were God, he would have defended himself. Obviously, this Jesus is just a demonic liar. But you see, they failed to understand that God is not the God they think he is. God doesn't use his almighty power to push people around. Instead, God humbles himself and dies to save his enemies. But they couldn't see it. Also, did you notice that they didn't call Jesus a great moral teacher either? You see, any man who claims to be God must either actually be God or an evil liar. But since Jesus wasn't willing to use his power to destroy his enemies, they assumed he was a liar. Well, later they handed him over to the local Roman authority, Pontius Pilate. But they don't tell Pilate that Jesus claims to be God. Instead, they tell Pilate that Jesus claims to be the King of the Jews. Why? Well, they hope that Pilate will see Jesus as a threat to the Roman Caesar and then put him to death. But Pilate is a little bit confused. Jesus doesn't look like the King of the Jews. Pilate looks at Jesus' bruised and bloody body, and he concludes that Jesus isn't altogether solid in his brain. Pilate asks Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus says, "It is as you say." And Jesus was telling the truth. You see, in the Old Testament, it teaches that God's people really only have one king, God himself. And so when Jesus says, "I'm the King of the Jews," that's another way of saying, "I'm God." But Pilate doesn't understand. Pilate hears Jesus say that he's the King of the Jews, but when Pilate looks at Jesus, he concludes that Jesus must be a lunatic. For example, let's say you bumped into a homeless person who had just been beaten bloody by a street gang. And then this homeless person says, "I'm the President of the United States." You'd probably take the guy to the state hospital. That's what Pilate thinks of Jesus. He's a lunatic. Well, Pilate doesn't know what to do with Jesus. He thinks he's crazy. But then Pilate finds out that Jesus is from Galilee. And so Pilate sends Jesus to Herod, the ruler of that region, and he just happened to be in Jerusalem at the time. Well, Herod is happy to see Jesus because Herod has heard about his miracles. And Herod was hoping Jesus would perform a miracle for him. But once again, Jesus is mocked by the guards. And yet, he remains silent. This is further evidence to the Jewish leaders that Jesus can't possibly be God. If he were God, they thought, he wouldn't let the soldiers mock him. So there we have it. Jesus claims to be the very Son of God, but no one listens to him. The Jews think he's a liar. Pilate thinks he's a lunatic, but no one is willing to fall down and worship him as Lord. My friends, when it comes to our view of Jesus today, we are left really with only three choices. You can call Jesus a liar, you can call Jesus a lunatic, or you can fall on your knees and worship him as Lord. But here's what you can't do. You can't say, "I like Jesus' style. He was a great moral teacher, but I don't think that he's God." Because anybody who is a great moral teacher and a mere human would never claim to be God. Anybody who's a great moral teacher and a mere human would not teach that he would die on the cross to save us from our sins. Anybody who is a great moral teacher and a mere human would not say that he could conquer death by his own power. Anyone who makes the claims that Jesus made is either a liar or a lunatic or the Lord himself. Now, of course, most people today don't want to think of Jesus as a liar or a lunatic. But many people don't want to think of Jesus as Lord either. Why not? Because if Jesus is Lord, then you can't ignore Him and His words. If Jesus is Lord, you must listen to Him. But since most people want to ignore Jesus when it's convenient, since most people want to ignore most of Jesus' words, they simply refuse to believe that He's actually God. Instead, they believe Jesus spoke some pious platitudes, and then He died, and He's supposedly still dead and buried. And of course, that's the way they want it. Because you don't have to listen to a dead man if you don't want to. However, such people are deceiving themselves. Jesus is Lord. Yes, He willingly died on the cross to save us from our sins. And yes, He also conquered death, just as He said. Jesus lives, and He is Lord. And that's why you're here today, to worship Him. However, we dare not pat ourselves on the back. Even though we Christians do believe that Jesus is Lord, we don't always listen to Him either, do we? In fact, sometimes we live just like those people who think that Jesus is dead and buried. Think about it. The devil tempts us to leave the sanctuary where we just worshiped Jesus as Lord. And then the devil tempts us to live as though we were lords of our own lives. We think sinful thoughts. We speak wicked words. We engage in evil deeds. And we forget that the living Lord Jesus sees the whole thing. That's right. Sometimes we Christians forget that Jesus is Lord. We forget that we should worship Him with every thought, with every word, with every deed. But my friends, God has gathered us here today so that we can confess our sins and then receive forgiveness from Jesus, our Lord. Our Lord who loved us so much that He died on the cross in our place of damnation. And today, our living Lord gives us His own body and blood in this holy meal to assure us that we are forgiven and that He lives within us. As we leave today, the Father wants us to remember what He said. He said, "This is my Son, whom I have chosen. Listen to Him." You know what that means? When we leave the sanctuary, we don't listen to ourselves. We don't listen to the devil. We don't listen to our culture. Instead, we get to listen to Jesus. We get to remember His words. We get to live to His glory. Now, there are some foolish people in our society who think that Jesus was nothing more than a great moral teacher. But other people are more honest. Other people think Jesus was a liar. Others think He was a lunatic. But by the grace of God, we listen to Jesus because we believe that He is who He says He is. He is Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. In a moment we'll have the offering, but before we do that, please share the peace of the Lord with your neighbor.